Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
It's one man's miraculous journey into the heart of the city. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. The subtitle of the book, Chasing God, has the word miraculous right in it. And as you'll find, this is no exaggeration. Meet Roger Wong, founder of City Impact Ministries. He talked about the path he took to ministering in San Francisco's inner city.
I was a survivor. I left home because I was just tired of the daily the physical and the verbal abuse. And not only that, what caused me to want to walk away from home that particular day was because my dad wanted to hurt my mom. And I put a stop to it for the first time. But then I realized that I just didn't want to live in a kind of environment anymore. So it was right after I stopped him from hitting my mom, I said to the whole family, I say, I just don't want to be here anymore. Pack up and left that day. Didn't have any place to go. So I did sleep in some of the doorways of the homes. And I got into the restaurant business and the hotel business. It was actually a place of refuge for me because I get to eat for free. I get to sleep in the locker room. And so that's kind of how I get out of the situation. And, I must say that it was very hard to go from not having anything and then to trying to find a little studio, a little apartment, and then try to build from that spot. And so that's kind of how I started the whole thing.
But there was a kind of a tipping point, I guess, right, where you where God sort of got a hold of your heart and said, you know, I need to do something about the people that are living in this this crowded and difficult situation.
Yes. Well, after I came to know the Lord at age 27, I began to go away, 3 hours away up north from San Francisco, to a remote area to pray and fast and just ask God to restore me. I wasn't asking him for a ministry. I wasn't asking him for money or material things. I knew that I was very broken. I wanted to be restored. I didn't have that. When I look at the people all around me, in the hotel industry, in the city, I would look at people and I would say to myself, I wish I could be like that person. And so the first couple of years in my Christian walk, God had to restore me. He had to give me that ability to first forgive my parents and for being so broken and resentful. There was abandonment, there was rejection, you know, all that stuff. I wanted to be out of my system. And then about a year to 2 years later, it was a process. And as I got well, I went back and I prayed with them, led them to the Lord. And then I began to ask God, I said, God, I don't want to work as auditors for the hotels. I want to be a full-time worker for you,